Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Adults who consume a high-protein diet may be at a lower risk for developing high blood pressure. That is so interesting. How much protein do you really need? How much is too much? And to listen to some of those diets, you know, it's supposed to be all protein. Well, we are going to get the skinny on protein right now with Dr. Pamela Peek. She's a physician, expert in the field of nutritious metabolism and fitness. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peek. Protein diets, can they help us with blood pressure? Are they helping us lose weight? Are they sending us into ketosis? What are we doing with protein?
Well, first of all, it's wonderful to be here with you, Melanie, once again. You have such a fabulous show, and I'm really honored to be here to kind of, you know, share the mission. So here's the deal. Protein is absolutely essential for life, right? So we want to be able to maintain our lean body mass, that's our muscle mass, with enough protein, because the breakdown products of protein are amino acids, and these are the building blocks for muscle. But when you're out there getting fit, listening to Melanie all day long, and knowing that you need to be able to continuously repair in a dynamic way what goes on with your muscles, well then, heck, if you're going to repair your muscles, keep it going, grow more muscle, you need protein. Question is, how much? Now, there's a sweet spot with protein. You don't want to have too much because, quite frankly, you and I have probably seen guys just sucking down, you know, protein drinks and, you know, hundreds of grams, you know, and they're spending half their mortgage payments on protein drinks. And they think somehow by, you know, taking down these huge shakes and a huge amount of protein, you know, eating half a cow for lunch or, you know, whatever, that they're suddenly going to look in the mirror and see, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger at the height of his, you know, career. You know, I don't want to break him with heart out there, but, A, there's a whole genetic component to this. You know, you're not going to take a Somalian marathon runner and turn him into Arnie. That ain't happening. And, B, the next thing is, if you're taking in way too much, which a lot of these people are, you just pee it out the other end because the kidneys process it. So that's very, what we say, proteinaceous urine. You're just losing it out the other end. So let's not waste money. Let's not waste time. Let's talk about what you actually need. So if you look at the dietary reference intake, you know, for protein in general, and let's not get too crazy about the numbers, but I'll just throw them out to you just once. It's about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Kilogram is 2.0 pounds, or about 0.36 grams per pound. All right, what the heck is all that? Well, if you're an average sedentary guy, it's about 56 grams a day, and an average sedentary woman, about 46. Now, those numbers are too low. Come on. What do we, you know, sedentary? Come on. You're listening to Melanie. So you're not going to be sedentary. You're out there getting fit. So what you want instead, I usually use these numbers. These are my kind of, you know, now this is assuming you have no kidney disease, no medical conditions that, you know, you got to talk to your physician about that type of thing. However, if you're completely healthy otherwise, then, you know, for a fit person, I don't mean a super elite athlete or anything, a fit individual, generally speaking, a woman's going to be taking in no less than 60 to 80 grams of protein a day because she's got to keep up with herself. And this is an average-sized woman, 5'4", 5'6", right? So about 60 to 80 grams, and a guy is knocking on 100. So he's looking at about 80 to 100. And you can see the difference in fitness versus someone who just sits there, stares at the wall. Now, what percentages am I talking about in terms of how much protein to take in when you look at your entire diet, per se? The science now shows, and the study that I had tossed your way on that high blood pressure, Melanie, was one of those. The science now shows that the numbers we're really looking at look kind of like this. In the range of 25 to 30%, even upwards of 35% protein, right? And then if you look at fat, 25 to 30% fat, and then whatever's left is carbohydrate, and whatever carbohydrate it is, it's primarily vegetables with a smattering of fruit and some whole grain. So that's kind of what we're looking at. So a very simple way to look at it is 30-30-40, if you want to just sort of be gross about it. But there are ranges there because, come on, no one eats exactly the same thing every day. And there are some nuances there. You don't want to have too much protein, especially as you age, over the age of 50, 60, certainly 70, because that tends to throttle the kidneys. So based upon your level of fitness, et cetera, you want to, you know, control that. Let me give you an example of how it works. Remember Million Dollar Baby and Hillary Swank, who's normally a toothpick? All right, you know what it took to get her to get to that swinging form where she was the boxer? You saw what her body looked like. It was muscular and sinewy. That was 200 grams of protein a day. But she was working out 8 hours a day, solid. That was her job. She worked out. She had to build a body like that. The minute the show was over, you know, the filming was done, boom, you saw what her body looked like. It went right back to toothpick land. And because she went back to taking in about 60 to 80 grams a day, because, you know, she's a fit woman. She couldn't have, you know, gotten that body for the show unless she already had a basis of fitness. But she didn't need all that extra stuff because she wasn't working out 8 hours a day normally. So that just gives you a little idea. Does that help you out a little bit, Melanie?
It perfectly does, because it sets it out for people so that they know what the difference is between people that are actually training for an event, training for muscular, you know, for bulk, training for some kind of a weightlifting, versus the rest of us who just need protein for our fitness levels and protein for just general body types. Now, you spoke a little bit about the types of protein, you know, and your vegetables and things like that. What about some of those diets out there that are saying bacon and eggs? Get your protein from those. Get your protein from, you know, what's your favorite sources?
Well, you know, the protein sources in the best of all world, you know, are the healthiest and the leanest. And so I love everything from legumes. You know, obviously beans have a lot of protein in them. Quinoa is a form of grain that also has protein. But, you know, poultry, fish. I personally don't eat red meat. I just don't trust most of what's out there. But, you know, there are, you know, range-fed and all the rest of it. But I generally speaking, I tend to, you know, go for that. And then dairy, and clearly keeping it a little bit more low-fat and skim, if you can, here, there, and everywhere. And eggs is another place. Nuts is another place. So there are plenty of options out there for protein, whether you're a vegetarian, even vegan, and you know, or you're just a regular, you know, sort of an omnivore on the overall. I also use whey protein powder because, you know, when I'm in training and I want, you know, I need to get enough protein, and sometimes I may not be able to score it easily enough. The thing about protein, generally speaking, is that most protein needs refrigeration. Okay, or some kind of, you know, when you're looking at it. And so if I really quickly want to grab a protein and I'll put together a shake and I'll use whey protein powder. Why not soy? Because soy tends to give most people kind of a bloating and it's, you know, not happy with that. Whey is just so much easier to work with. And I also use
what do you do with it?
Oh,
we only have a half a minute left. What do you do with the whey protein for listeners?
Right,
do you mix
blender.
It in a smoothie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, throw it into a blender, eat that skim milk, water, fresh fruit, frozen fruit, yogurt, usually plain Greek yogurt. I'm home. Love it. Absolutely good, and it keeps me going for 3 to 4 hours.
So wrap it up for us. Protein diets, high protein,
okay.
Blood pressure,
just
30 seconds.
25 to 35% protein in your diet, period. That's what you want. Aim, if you're a woman, 60 to 80 grams, man, 80 to 100 grams. Stay fit. Those are the fit numbers.
Absolutely. That's great numbers for protein. It's what's going to help you stay fit. And you heard it from the expert, Dr. Pamela Peek. She's also a host here at Radio MD, and we love her. So fun to listen to. You can listen to her show, her radio, on Thursdays right here on Radio MD, the award-winning Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and stay well.